Clean power. Back to basics. Energy efficiency is not very flashy. That may be a selling point.
When Richard Sanchez heard from a friend that the city of San Antonio would pick up most of the costs of installing a new lighting system in his barbershop, he quickly made a call. The city was running a new program called City Lights, funded by a $2 million grant from the 2009 stimulus, designed to make energy-efficient improvements to small businesses. But Mr. Sanchez was not exactly motivated by greenery. It was way better than our older lighting, which was costing twice as much, he explains. For many years, energy efficiency was the poor relation to cutting-edge clean technology initiatives like wind and solar. But now the more workaday strategies are getting a new look in. Efficiency measures can often save as much power as the more glamorous effects can produce, at a fraction of the cost. One widely used estimate comes from a 2009 report from McKinsey, which reckoned that America could reduce its non-transport energy consumption by roughly 23% by 2020 through efficiency savings alone. Some cities have come up with specific targets for efficiency. In San Antonio, the municipally owned power provider, CPS Energy, has plans to cut its consumption by 771 megawatts through energy efficiency by 2020, using various incentives and nudges. Customers who buy highly efficient cooling systems, rather than the minimum standard kind, can, for example, get a rebate to make up the difference in price. As the more efficient systems yield lower bills, this is quite an attractive proposition. The 771-megawatt figure represents about 10% of the utility's current generation capacity, or about as much as a typical coal-fired power plant can produce. This summer, in fact, CPS announced that it will shut down a 900-megawatt coal-fired plant by 2018, a Texas first. Environmentalists hailed the announcement. Coal is the most villainous fossil fuel. As with the customers, though, the city's motivation was mostly pragmatic. San Antonio has its share of greenish priorities, downtown redevelopment, an electric fleet, but in deciding to close the coal-fired plant, the spur was simply cost. Installing a scrubber that would have brought the coal plant in question up to the Environmental Protection Agency's standards would have cost $500 million. The utility was keen to put off that expense, if not avoid it altogether, by making up the demand with natural gas or solar. Julian Castro, San Antonio's mayor, argues that the energy efficiency is a complement to the latter, rather than a competitor. He says one of the ways to bridge the time that those renewables need is by reducing the need for new energy. It may be that cities like San Antonio are unusually well-placed to pursue energy efficiency. Having a municipally owned utility, for example, helps local politicians plan an energy portfolio that meshes with their other concerns. This is one reason why nearby Austin Energy, which is owned by the tech-centric city of Austin, has an unusually strong renewable standard. But the energy efficiency approach could have broad appeal. The benefits are easily realized, the costs are reasonable, and the risks of something going wrong are relatively small.